Monday night, Tes Tishrei, and we're learning Shmaitza Dalet, Perek Zayin, the Shmaitza Shir, and the Shmaitza saying that Lechaira, Tosfos is your soul, does not hold true. That's what he's going to do in Perek Zayin. Tosfos is your soul, that Shmuel's din of Ein Hochem Mo'amun Acharov is only true by a weak rove, one that's totally in Minig Bnei Adam. Because you see, the Gemara asks that if you're not sure if a woman got married when she was a basula or not, time of the Ika Adam that Yotzes Behinuma Varosha Parua, and that's the Rias that she was married as a basula, Halek Adam Lo, Vamai, Halakacha Roiv Noshim, Varov Noshim, Basulos Nisos. Now, the Gemara addresses its Kasha to Rav, who holds Hochem Mamon Acharov. Umashma de Shmuel Nicha. So the Gemara very clearly implies that if you hold like Shmuel, it's not Shver, because Ein Hochem Mamon Acharov, so there's no problem. But it is Shver. You're looking for the Gemara? Here, you have the... Where is it? Ksub Estafwa? He's quoting Baba Basra Tzadik Beis of Beis, and it's a kasha on Shmuel. I'm sorry, on Rav. The mashmah de l'Shmuel Nicha, because it asks on Rav that holds Hochem Mamon Acharov, that holds Hochem Mamon Acharov. Wasn't Rav Malyahu, and there obviously it's a role. See, this gives you some insight into how the Shmaitz is explaining Tosfos. Because someone, the Gemara in Baba Basra says, it is some Rav. No, the Gemara asks on Rav, so it's Mashman Shmuel, it's not Shver. Yeah. No, you're saying over the... You're in the wrong place in the Gemara. You're saying over the Gemara. Hold on a second. This is a sugya where there's a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. True? The Gemara says Meisei. So now, it's either, if the Gemara says Meisei, if the Pashtus is asking a kasha on one of the two, I'm wrong. So it's asking presumably on Rav, it's Mashma, only Shmuel is not fair. If the Gemara would have meant it's a kasha on both of them, it would have stopped asking a kasha. You don't say Meisei addressing a machlokas Rav and Shmuel if it's fair on both of them. Now, but you do see something very important. Because the robe we're dealing with here is robe Noshim Basulos Nisos. And the Shmaitza very matter-of-factly says that that's a robe Malia. That's not a robe. Now, one could say, look what the Shmaitza talking about. Robe Noshim Basulos Nisos is certainly a robe on Toli B'maisa. In fact, nowadays it's not so simple that it's not like that. Maybe an absolute robe, not, but it's certainly encroaching on the, you know. So you see that what? The point is that this is embedded. We said even Tosfos' case, in order to be classified as a Ruba de Lesser Kamon, it has to be embedded in the Bria in some way, shape, or form. Even Tosfos is Shvacharo. So it's a question of the degree to which it is. So it's embedded, but as Maisa B'nai Adam, and Maisa B'nai Adam can change. It doesn't take like a fundamental shinui in a law of nature for it to change. Yeah? What? No. I'm saying, even if it's totally diminished, it's certainly something that's embedded in the nature. It's just you're saying it's totally diminished. It doesn't take an overturning of the laws of nature to change it, but it's still embedded. Whether it's in the culture, and there's usually a reason for it. Like you say,
Here, it's just, I think it's over the line. Meaning, Rav Nachman Besulos Nisos is, I don't know what it's based on. It's based on minig. It's based on desire. It's based on not everybody's promiscuous, so they only do it in marriage. And it's based on so many factors that the Gemara and them done for the Lepasha, or at least the Shmaita and them done for the Lepasha. This is already a Rav Ma'aliyah. I can see someone being tempted to say this was also a Rav Atali B'maisa. What does the Shmaita want? But it's not. It's you're on a spectrum of embedded kite. How embedded in the universe is it? So you're on a spectrum. You're not like off the charts. It's all totally a minig. As we said, it has to have meaning to just call it a Ruba de Lesser Kamon. So to just call it a Ruba de Lesser Kamon already says it's embedded in the Bria. But if it's minig that's embedded in the Bria, so that could theoretically change without aligning Saturn and Mars and Pluto, in a line. So, but that's good to know from the Shmaitzah, like he ends up for the Lepashut, that Rav Nachman Besulos Nisos, and you probably have more things. That's called the Rav Ma'aliyah.
The Mashmah of
Shmuel
Meir, the way the Rav Gemara was trying to understand, boy, the Mashmah, the whole Gemara, the Meir today,
okay, I mean, you could say Mashmah. If the Gemara would have said, as it sometimes does, Eisvei l'Shmuel l'Siyuel l'Rav, that would have been saying it the favor. Anyway, b'may halachachia, v'chein mihod parach sham. There's another kasha. Yishor shenogach esapara. This is already pure Ruba de Lesser Kamon. This is already pure Rov Behemos. Are not mapilos when they give birth. Rove Nachman Besulos Nisos, the Chosu Shama Tzaisos for Rav Park. I'm sorry. V'hosu Rove Malyu V'chei Mehod the Porok Shom V'chei Shalaka Chasam Poro V'mai Lema Halachach Avroi Poros Hosu Nami Rove Malyu. V'yu B'reish Perek Beifik. So this, the Porok Shom Time of the Ika Eidim Yamai halachacha rov noshim besulos nisos. Kosu shom taisus l'rav park. He's going back and showing his mamos from achleikus yishayna. I'm preparing from achleikus yishayna. Taisus there in Ksuba says l'rav park. What?
The other sources.
Yeah. Babalamar because of Shom the Kashinami the Shmuel. We should the Maid the Shmuel Hecha the Ika Nami Cheskusagov Bade Ruba. Ayan Shom. Okay, this is like a curveball thrown in. That Yatnav Cheskusagov also. Because she was born of the Sula, so that didn't change. She has a Cheskusagov. So that's how we look at Rav. So, Shmuel should discount the factor of Rav. But we're saying, no, there's a Cheskus HaGuf Ba'adah, so that we don't discount the Rav. The Medivir Medivir Ba'alamor, the Mepharik, the Shmuel Mami Kasha, and Kain Al Kacha Chadom Rusha Meis Vayishu Shinasar Malah, Mamai halakach aroyim noshim umashma de la rav hu de baruch hainam shum de la rav parach pshit was afraid. In other words, if there are rishonim that explains there that the kach is on Shmuel also, so then anyway you see this kach hainam shum de la rav parach pshit was afraid, the kush is most of the Shmuel nami kach because it's a rov ma'alya. Again, the Tzitzos Tzitzos Berkhamidus and Hedin, the Shmuel Moed, the Bishar Rubi, Nicha Sugius Asas, the Ish Perk, the Ish Shinnah.
That's a little tough, right?
Yeah. The Imkain, the Tzitzos Tzitzos Berkhamidus and Hedin, the Shmuel Moed, the Bishar Rubi, Nicha Sugius Asas, the Ish Perk, the Ish Shinnah. I'm a lot of the Paul of Hamayah, Halakha Roy Noshim, the the park not with the Shmuel, which is the mind of a Sharu. What? He's moving ahead. He's showing the Balamor sheet is that the Gemara was asking at Shmuel too. According to the Balamor, you're forced to say the Balamor for this one, not because you have the Gemara says the Shmuel Nami Koshes. If you find the Gemara that's asking only on Rav, so how will the Balamor learn that? So he says that the Gemara could have asked on Shmuel too, because probably Rav might. Up our business time for now. Let's go back. Miu Bereish Rekveh Zitzubi Zabar Shem Taimu Dik Eidem Mamai Lekka Halak Mamai Lema Halakha Charoib Noshim Roib Noshim Besudos Nisois. That's the Gemara. Because we're showing the toys is Lerav Park. Right? Because according to Shmuel, it's like a don't go boss a road. Upalamar comes from because of the Kashinami the Shmuel. I Shmuel says you don't go boss a road? No. Because Shmuel holds on to the Chesed of the Rov, you do go buster it, so the Gemara wants to know why here is not such a case. Umevuah Mediri Balamor there. That what? That Shmuel's Moda. Because you have a chesk sagof together with the rov. Why don't you follow it? Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize. My head's not working. I didn't nap, and I asked you mechila. I'm in Basher. I have to ask you mechila. My head's not working. I ask you, Bechila. I should have napped. Okay, I didn't. I was too busy. What?
Busy Tony probably left Shiloh.
They do. My head's not working. I had a busy day. I apologize for my Greenspan. Please be muzzled. Okay, any questions? I'm not going to want to tell you the whole season, so I'm just going to blank out. Any questions? I can answer questions. I'm sorry.
How would I manach him?
Tell him there's no such thing in the world. There's no such thing. Nothing is objectively so. Everything is just Ratzon Hashem. No such thing as, right? Ratzon Hashem Bishrit. What?
But there is that partial of us.
But it's all a manifestation of Ratzon Hashem. Yes or no? The Torah is not being Megala, that is a. Besides there being Ratzon Hashem, there's also an Indian to fear because you like a mouth. Yes or no? That's the problem. Right? Say right.
Right.
Okay? Everything is only meaningful. This is what Shari Yichud HaMais is about. This is what. Everything is only meaningful. No matter what, whatever fancy philosophy you talk. But everything boils down to Ratzon Hashem. Any Ramban, any Moreh Nevuchim, any Kli Yagla, any Chinuch, any Minchas Chinuch, and anything you could think of, it all boils down to Ratzon Hashem. So if the Ratzon Hashem is any Shadid, then what? He's fasting. Why does it say if you eat on Tisha B'Av, on the 9th of Tishrei, so it's like you're fasting? So by him, it's eat on the 10th of Tishrei, it's like you're fasting. Okay. Any questions?
I'm going to write you an email, but if you're here and you're asking. So my wife is in her 9th month. She's due Mirtz Hashem Erev Sukkos.
How much did you pay for the Sukkos?
She was talking to. I actually bought. Rosh Hashanah, I bought Sukkos for Tzvi, Tzvi bought Sukkos for me. Anyways, the. I was waiting until she spoke to the doctor. She spoke to the doctor, and the doctor said she wanted to find out about fasting, but it's dangerous. So that's what I was figuring. The doctor said they say if she has contractions or if she doesn't feel the baby for a significant amount of time, it's dangerous.
Story.
So on Tisha B'Av, I had asked you what to do, and you said if she has contractions. I didn't ask you if she didn't feel the baby, but your Hagdara then was if it's. She doesn't feel bad. Anyways, the point is she didn't feel the baby for a while on Tisha B'Av at a point, and then she wound up eating for significantly longer than usual. She didn't feel the baby, and so she broke her fast at that point. And that's the doctor said those two things could be dangerous. And so I just wanted to ask you,
she knows that she's not feeling the baby, and she knows it's unusual, and she really should have felt it by now, so she should start off eating the Shira. That's what the Shira must say. She should see now how much less than a Malol Lugmov is. And she should measure out, well, the drinking is there.
I didn't understand quite what you said before. First check Malol Lugmov and then do half. I don't understand if it's half or...
No, I said your mouthful. It's hard to measure a Malol Lugmov.
Oh, so you feel
it's easier to do the whole mouth than just a half.
But it's a regular Malol Lugmov, not half a Malol Lugmov.
No, it's a Malol Lugmov is a cheekful.
Right.
It's just easier to fill up your mouth with water and then half it.
Okay.
Have it. She
but
doesn't
40
have to
cc's
eat.
Is like a normal. No,
that's what they say, but it's much better if she does it herself. Experiments two or three times, she'll get.
It's not an objective Malol Lugmov, like we have an objective everything else. It's
no.
Perfect.
Every person's size. So they give an average of 40, but really they're they say the best is the experiment. Do it yourself.
And then how do you do that for food?
She doesn't eat food.
That was another question. Is it better if she would just
do Shira? She doesn't eat food. The doctor says she needs food.
No. I don't know if one's preferable than
the
other.
I hope she's drinking now.
Yeah.
If you start drinking a minute before Kol Nidre, you're talking about a problem.
No. She's trying to store up as much as possible.
There's no have to eat if you don't have to.
Right, of course.
There's
a difference between lemon juice and water. she can drink lemon juice without vomiting, mm-hmm. I don't know if she can.
The doctor said it's supposed to be like, the doctor said Dafka should be like sugary.
No,
like
lemon sugar. Juice, I meant pure lemon juice.
Oh.
Then she can drink as much as she wants. Really?
I hear it.
Because it's lovely there, Chachila. So I've told that to women sometimes.
Like fresh squeezed lemon.
Yeah, yeah, you put a lemon.
Real lemon.
That's sweet. Put lemon, make it sour.
Uh-huh.
So, some people put salt in
it. Salt in what? In water?
In the water. But that is a danger
of vomiting. She wouldn't have to drink only lemon juice? It could be lemon in water?
As long as the water is sour to the taste.
And she could drink more than she would.
Yeah. But it has to be sour enough. You know, like,
that it's really not pleasant.
Right. I'm more afraid that, you know, it's not vomiting.
Right.
You eat something a little too...
Right, it's that disgusting.
It'll be good, she'll be okay.
Okay. And I'm hoping, it just, you know, it makes me nervous. It's a shame this will be our better fifth, than but our four were never born.